looking here in Genesis chapter 15. And for now, we'll go ahead and read the first six verses. Genesis chapter 15, and we'll read the first six verses. The Bible says, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision." I'll tell you what, church, I'm glad when we get a word from the Lord. Amen. And it's always good to get a phone call from someone. But I'm sure glad when we get a word from the Lord and we know that it's of God. And say, one of the ways that we know that, church, is when you open up your Bible, you can rest assured that this is a word from the Lord. But here the Bible describes after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And Abram said, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eleazar of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Behold to me, thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Now look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shalt thy seed be." And notice verse number 6, "And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." Lord, we're so thankful again for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the time of prayer. Thank you for the time of praise. Thank you for the songs. Lord, we're thankful, for Lord, for everything that you have allowed us to do and participate. Lord, we've got a lot of wonderful events coming up. We just pray that you'd intervene in each of those, Lord, days and times. And Father, we just pray now that you would help clear our thoughts. Lord, we know that there's many distractions throughout the week. We pray that you'd help us, Lord, to really focus on your word for the message at hand. And Father, we ask for your wisdom. We ask for your help. In Jesus' name, amen. Continue along here, and I can't help think, going back to that first verse that we read, "And the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision." And of course, the theme that we've been studying has been a long journey, but now the journey begins. How many of you could stand up and say today, or raise your hand and say, "Preacher, I've been through a lot in life"? Who could say that? I've been through a lot. It has been a long journey. I do like that song that says, "It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed." Amen. There is a song that says that. And if you're a child of God, I believe you have to say that tonight. If it's been a long journey, but I've been blessed. But guess what, church? The journey's not over. We still got a long way to go. God still has us here. You woke up today. You're still breathing today. And again, I say that often, but I think a lot of times the devil wants you to get to the place where you feel like you matter, where you feel insignificant. And I want you to know again the fact that you're here tonight, and God has allowed you to open up your eyes today, and you're still breathing, and your heart's still pumping blood, shows that the journey is not over for you. So along this journey, and if we think about along those lines, I'm kind of chuckling a little bit because I can think about a few times that I got lost, right? Now, I don't like to admit when I get lost, amen. You know, of course, we're supposed to be, Brother Kevin, we're supposed to know north and south. And, you know, my dad is probably one of the best that I know, geographically speaking. I could call him and tell him I'm anywhere in the country, and he could tell me how to get home, amen. That's without a GPS. It's good to have a dad like that. I mean, he's been a truck driver for many years. But there has been a few times where I call him. I say, "Dad, this is where I'm at." He said, "All right, son, here's what you need to do. You need to go north 2 miles, and then after that, go west, and then, go there about 1.2. And I'm like, "Okay, Lewis and Clark, how about you just tell me the name of the roads and which way I'm going to turn?" And, you know, sometimes I can figure it out. But he's good about getting some help. He's a good resource if I ever get lost along the journey. How many ever got lost and then you finally had to break down and ask for some help? Some of you guys better be honest, okay? So, fellas, you raise your hand too. I'm raising both of my hands. Amen. It's happened before. And thankfully, my dad is one of those lifelines that I'm able to call. Of course, today we have these little gadgets on our phones. Mine's right here. And, you know, I could plug in just about any address in here, and it tells me what they think is the best route. Now, sometimes I don't agree. In fact, my dad often doesn't agree. He'll say, no, don't go that way, and he has a good reason why. But it'll tell me how to get along in that journey, tells me about how far it is and approximately how long it takes to get there. Now, some of y'all look at that as, okay, it's going to take 2 hours and so much time. I look at that as the time to beat, right? You know, it's telling me it thinks it's 2 hours, Miss Sarah. I think it's less, you know, time to beat. No, I'm just kidding, okay? Some of y'all didn't catch on to that. But nevertheless, my point in saying all of that, church, is that along this journey of life, everybody has to have some direction every now and then. Even if someone as godly as Abraham was, even as someone who I believe, I mean, the Bible literally describes Abraham as being the friend of God. Now, how many Bible characters do you know in the Scriptures where it says that they were known as the friend of God? What a compliment, what a testament to the life that Abraham lived to be known as the friend of God. And yet someone even who was a friend of God, someone even who, no, he wasn't perfect, but did a lot of great and wonderful things for the Lord, guess what? He still needed some direction from the Lord from time to time. And in fact, if you're not constantly getting direction from the Lord, the Bible does say to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Friends, sometimes we think that we understand from our perception that we're doing good. But I'm telling you, that's why we have to check it and line it up with the Word of God and get our direction and our guidance from the Lord based on the Word of God to make sure that we are in tune with His will for our life. Now let me say something else on that and then we'll move on. Always remember that it's our responsibility to be in tune with the Lord. Now He does have to do some work in our lives. But he's not to be in tune with us, amen? We are to be in tune with Him. I know that when you play a piano, now I couldn't tell you much, I might could find middle C. That's about all, as far as I can go. But I can tell you, though, when a piano's out of tune, it doesn't sound good, right? And there's no musician that wants to play an instrument. Brother Kevin, you've got a guitar, and I know you've had a couple little issues on that you're working on. But if it doesn't play right, it's just almost worth not playing. It's got to be in tune. And friend, that's a good reminder to us Christians that we need to be in tune with the Lord. Otherwise, we may not be an instrument that God chooses to use. Okay? But getting back to where we're at here, the Bible says the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. So first of all, what we're looking at tonight is just the idea when we need a word from the Lord. You ever been in another place where you didn't know which way to go? You didn't have direction. It seemed like a dark place. It seemed like nobody could really understand what you're dealing with and what you're going through. And you said within yourself and or maybe even shared with someone, boy, I really need something from God. You ever been there before, friend? You know, essentially what you're saying is you're saying, I need a word from the Lord. This is where Abraham was on the journey that he was on. In life's journey, he needed something from God. Now, keep in mind, in the previous chapter, as we dealt with the last time we looked at this last week, that he had just went and rescued and went into battle and protected his nephew. And then at the same time, he sort of made some enemies too, right? So he was in a fearful place. He also didn't take up the king of Sodom, if you remember. He didn't take up his offer either. And a lot of times when you don't take an offer from the king in that day, you've just made an enemy. Right? So he was in a place where he was fearful. He needs something from God. He needs some direction from the Lord. And maybe you're there tonight, friend. Maybe there's some things that you're dealing with and you could say within yourself or maybe even talk about it, I need something from God tonight. Well, as you notice here, first of all, when we need a word from the Lord, oftentimes that's when we have fear. And in fact, it says that in verse number 1. God addresses that after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision saying, fear not. Fear not, Abram. I am thy great shield. You know, the Bible teaches this in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You realize that God doesn't want us to live in a fearful place. Now, when I say fear, people think, well, preacher, I'm not particularly scared of something. You know, I'm not particularly thinking that somebody's going to come and nab me in the middle of the night or so I'm not living in fear. No, when I describe living in fear, I mean that there's some things that you're unsure about. It could also include some things that you're worried about tonight, right? Can I tell you something, friend? Because I've been where you are. I have my feet on this earth, and I'm a normal man. Sometimes there's some things that you're fearing that you didn't raise your hand and mention during prayer request time. Huh? Can you relate, brother or sister? Probably because oftentimes we're dealing with these things and we feel like it's not worth mentioning. Or frankly, we're a little bit embarrassed to think that this is something that we're worried about. Hey, friend, I get it. I understand. I spoke to my wife about something between me and her earlier, just a concern that I have, and it's an understandable concern. But I like the response that my wife gave me. It was given a sense of confidence. Basically, in a nutshell, God has it under control, friend. God has it under control. So when I say fear, I don't necessarily mean that you're worried that a gunman's going to come into the building and do some harm. They probably would regret it at this church, amen. I'm just saying, in case you're watching, in case you're planning, you will regret that at Florence Baptist Church. You might want to rethink that situation. But nevertheless, that's not the kind of fear I'm necessarily talking about. You have some things that you're worried about. Some things that are pressing on your mind. Some things that you're battling. Maybe some things that you've tried to get victory over and you're just worried about the outcome. It feels like you can't get a victory over that situation. You know what God said in the word of the Lord to Abraham was? He said, Abram, fear not, I am thy shield. Now what a statement to be heard from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now it's one thing to say, she probably won't like this, but I'm going to ask my daughter to come here. Come here, Sienna. Come here, baby. This is Daddy's baby right here. Come up here. Bye, Daddy. Now, I do want to tell you something. I give my life for this little girl, my family, without thinking twice. And if there was a problem come into the building, you better believe that Daddy's going to shield this girl. And she's going to be behind Daddy, and Daddy's going to do whatever he has to do to protect his little girl. Right? I mean, I'm literally going to shield her from any potential danger and harm. That's it. That's all you had to do. You did a fabulous job. Amen? That's one thing to know, that someone loves you and cares enough for you to protect you, even if it means their life. That's a blessing. But you see, I'm limited on the kind of shield that I can provide. I'm a fallible man. And guess what? I could take a little bit of harm. I could take some kind of beating, but eventually I'll fall. Eventually, it'll probably take me down if I keep getting so much of it. But you know what? This is God saying, Abraham, I'm your shield. That's much better than Daddy standing in front of you. That's much better than a loved one saying, I'll do whatever it takes to protect you. Wow, every time I go over here close to Roger, I hear weird things. I'm going to stay over here. Amen. But nevertheless, church, it's a blessing to know that somebody would protect you. Hey, can we even fathom how great of a blessing it is for God to say, Abraham, it's okay, I've got it under control, I am your shield, Abraham, because that's literally what God said to him. So what are we talking about, preacher? We're simply talking about when you need a word from the Lord, when you need some comfort that only God can give, and in particular, when we have fear, this was the response that God gave to Abraham. He said, Abraham, fear not. No need to worry. I'm your shield. In other words, I've got it, Abraham. I've got it under control. I've got it under control. You know, something else that I was intrigued by this verse. I think I've shared this with you a couple weeks ago. But in Psalms 56:3, the Bible says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. So again, the issue is not even as much the fact that you have fear, because that's a natural thing. It's a matter of what you do with the fear, how you allow it to consume you. The psalmist literally said, of course, if you look at that chapter, what he's dealing with before in that chapter, he's just talking about his enemies. Now, we think that we have enemies. Let me say that again. We think that we have enemies. And by most of the time, we mean cross words with somebody, and then we classify them as an enemy. No, David literally had enemies that were actually trying to kill him. Okay? Like actually hunting him. trying to kill him. There's a difference between having cross words with somebody that now we've classified an enemy and we probably shouldn't have, and somebody actually trying to kill you. So it was with that in mind when David said, "At what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee." The fear is normal, but the Bible teaches us some things on how to deal with that fear. There's a reminder that God's our protector and our shield. There's a reminder that when we do have these fears start to come up, that the word of the Lord and the guidance from the scriptures is to trust in the Lord. Are you with me tonight? All of us need a word from the Lord every now and then. All of us need some help. All of us need some comfort from God. And in particular tonight, what we're seeing when we're talking about specifically when we have fear is a reminder that God is our shield. So number one tonight, when we need a word from the Lord, first of all, when we have fear. Second of all, when we need a future. When we need a future. I want you to understand something, church, and I'm not the best of counselors. I'm not the best of advisors. But one thing I do know that oftentimes when people get in a dark, depressed place is because they've sort of lost hope with something. They don't see a way out. They don't see a future. They don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. You know, the whole reason we got into this study is because everything that's transpired, quite literally from the first time we came here until when we finally arrived, there was a long process. A lot of things going on, and really actually up until a couple weeks ago until we finally get it, it's been an ongoing process. But you know, the one thing that God gave us in our favor, first of all, is the fact that He was in control. But then second of all, He was showing us some light at the end of the tunnel.
That's right.
Okay? It was like, all right, just keep pressing on just a little bit more. We're about to get where God wants us to be.
That's right?
Amen. But you see, what happens sometimes is, and this is something the devil will use to defeat you, you lose a sense of hope, you lose a sense of I have no future, you lose a sense of I'm never going to get victory over this thing. But when we get to the place when we feel like we need something regarding our future, that's also when we need a word from the Lord. Notice what he says here in verses 2 through 5, or what Abraham starts to say in verse 2, and Abraham said, "Lord, God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless?" Understand what's going on here is God has already promised Abraham that through him all the nations of the world would be blessed. Abraham is not seeing a future here. Abraham is not understanding what's going to happen. He's saying, "Lord, you say I have a future. You say that through me that my seed would be blessed in the nations of the world. But I don't even have a son. I don't even have a child. And now one of the servants in my house, the steward of my house, Eleazar of Damascus, he's going to have a child. Is that going to be my blessing? Is it going to be through the people born within my household, the people born within my rule, Lord? Is that how you're going to bless me?" Abraham is sort of having a reality check here. Understand, he just had a great victory over in chapter 14. He just showed some godly character by saying, "No, you know, King, I'm not giving you credit for the blessing in my life. I'm not taking a thing from you." What a man of integrity we just saw. Now he's sort of having a little reality check because first of all, he's afraid. Second of all, he doesn't understand what's going to happen in his future. You ever been at that place, friend? You just don't know how things are going to turn out. You don't know how you're going to get help. You don't know how you're going to get victory over this thing. You don't know how it's going to be defeated. Let's read on. He speaks to the Lord, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, "I'm so glad." There's a principle here I want you to understand, church. If you study the Bible, anytime you see a problem, generally speaking, not long after you see a solution. Okay? When you see a problem, God gives a solution. Right there within the Bible. Okay? Here was what's Abraham's problem. First of all, he was afraid. God responded to that. Here's your solution, Abraham. I'll protect you. I'm your shield. Abraham doesn't understand his future. That's his problem. God says, "Abraham, let me give you something. Here's your solution. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying in verse 4, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward the heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. God gave him reassurance. Now look, Abraham, I said I was going to bless you. I said that through thee, the nation of the world, it's going to happen. In fact, I want you to look up here. Can you number those stars? That's going to be the number of the blessing of your seed. Can you count them all? No, you can't. That's how big your blessing. So, God gave him, the solution was reassurance. And even gave him another literal example of how God was going to bless. And friend, I'm here to tell you today that you need some help, you need some fear, you don't understand the future. You can come to the Word of God and get some reassurance, and you need to understand that sometimes that it's as simple as a biblical principle that God said He'll never leave you or forsake you, that God said, or where Paul said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You know what that's saying? Paul is essentially saying that you will have victory. I cannot tell you when you have victory. I cannot tell you how you have victory. But I can tell you you have victory. The song that we said that sang tonight, Brother Kevin read the text, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. The reassurance is there within the Word of God. That God will turn it around. That God is in control. That God is one that you can call on for help. That God is the one that you can get something when you need a word from the Lord or you need some comfort in your life. So first of all, tonight we have seen when we get to the place when we need a word from the Lord, we need some direction, we need some help. First of all, that's often when we have fear. Second of all, when we need a future. And thirdly, tonight, when we need to exercise faith. You do understand that oftentimes that God requires a step of faith for Him to accomplish His perfect will in our life. Amen? Faith without works is dead. We talked about that, I believe, maybe a week or two or Sunday or so not that long ago. In other words, putting your faith in action. Now, let me read you so we have a biblical understanding on what faith is. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen do not appear. It goes on to say in verse 5 that without faith it is impossible to please Him. Now, as we're going along here, you see in verse number 6, after God revealed these things about His future, Abraham had two choices. He could choose to believe what God said, or he could choose to still be living in fear, be living with no hope, and continue on down that journey that's not gotten him anywhere, spiritually speaking. Now, I'm going to show you something here, church. And when we show you the Word of God, you really have two choices. You can choose to believe what God's Word says, or you can choose to not believe it and still continue on down that journey that's not gotten you anywhere. Now, in verse number 6, the Bible says, and he believed in the Lord. So there you see Abraham's decision. He exercised his faith, and he counted to him for righteousness. In other words, the whole essence of what faith is you're believing in something that God said, even though you haven't seen the end result. Faith is a set of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, you literally have not seen it. You have not seen it come to pass. You have not seen it transpire. Putting your faith in God says, you know, I don't have victory today. I don't have an answer today. I'm still in the middle of my problem today, but I believe. See, this is where your strength comes in as a child of God. But I believe that God's going to give me victory through this. I believe that God will see me through. I believe that God will meet the need. I believe that God will give me the strength that I need. And you know what? A lesson that I want to help you with a little bit tonight, church. Do you remember when the children of Israel were wandering around in Egypt and God was sending manna down from heaven to feed them? Do you remember that? Do you remember how often He did that? 6 days of the week. Right? In other words, He provided that bread every day except for the day before the Sabbath. That's why it was 6 days, not seven. And they gathered enough for 2 days because God didn't want them collecting on the Sabbath. So what can we learn from that? That God gave them the physical food that they needed for that day. And then, of course, the day before the Sabbath for the next day, too. The lesson learned is that God gave them day by day what they needed. And you know the challenge that we have oftentimes that we see, well, Lord, I need it all fixed now. When what you don't see is that God is trying to give you the strength that you need for today. And let Him worry about the strength that you'll need tomorrow. And every day you wake up, you get in your Bible and you say, I need a word from the Lord. I need some help. I need some comfort. I need some guidance. And God, through His faithfulness, and because God will do what He said He'll do, He'll give you the strength that you need for that day. It may not be enough to get you through tomorrow, but that's okay because God's unlimited resources has more strength left for tomorrow. He's already been at tomorrow. He already knows the outcome of tomorrow. Amen? Isn't it good to know that through the ages of time, God's already been there and He won the victory there just like He won the victory at Calvary. He's already been there. So God is trying to teach us that part of our step of faith sometimes is as simple as, Lord, give me what I need for today. Help me get through these battles today. Instead of, Lord, gosh, help me move that mountain. And God sometimes does. He can move mountains. I'm not saying that He can't. He can. I'm just trying to remind you that sometimes God's just trying to give you enough strength to get through the day. And I'm telling you, friend, I've been through days where it's everything you could do to get through day by day. But God gives you what you need. But you have to come to the place where you're going to decide, I'm going to believe God or I'm not. Literally, I'm going to trust Him or I'm not. It sounds complicated, but it's really as simple as Abraham believed the word of the Lord. In other words, he chose to have faith. He didn't see how. He didn't even have a son. We're not even over to where Isaac is born yet. He hasn't gotten news that he's got a baby on the way. I mean, we haven't even gone that far. And the Bible says Abraham chose to believe the Lord. You tonight, church, have the same decision to make concerning when you get to the place in your life where you throw up your hand and you say, Lord, I need direction. Lord, I need some help. Lord, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know how this is going to happen. And generally that happens when you're fearful of something. Second of all, it happens when you need something about your future. How's this going to turn out, Lord? And thirdly, the answer is having that step of faith. Literally, it's all summed up in this particular portion of what we're talking about in verse 6. And he believed in the Lord. Friend, do you realize that when you called on God to save you, the Bible literally says you are saved by grace through faith. You prayed the sinner's prayer believing that God would do what He said He would do, and that was forgive you your sins and save you from an eternity in hell. If you can believe God to do that, then you can believe God to meet you. If God can save your soul, what makes you think He can't guide you day by day and the strength that you need? Friend, if you don't get anything else this evening, you get that part right there where it says that he believed in the Lord. Do you want to be that Christian that finally comes and say, you know what? I don't know how it's all going to turn out. I don't know how it's all going to happen. But I'm going to believe in the Lord. Let's all stand on our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. My wife's going to come to the piano. Maybe tonight, dear friend, you need to take some time and call out to the Lord and just say, Lord, I choose to believe in you. I don't know how. I don't know when. There's some things that I'm scared about. There's some things I'm unsure about in my future. But I'm going to lay all that aside and put my faith and trust in you. Lord, help me tonight. And maybe that's you tonight, dear friend. Maybe you'll pray right where you're standing. Maybe you want to come forward to the altar. I don't know. However the Lord leads you to do that. Won't you be the kind of Christian that says, Lord, I don't have it all figured out. I don't know all the answers, but I choose to believe in you. Lord, somehow, some way, you're going to gain the victory through this. Lord, give me what I need for today, and I'll let you worry about tomorrow. And then when tomorrow arrives, Lord, give me what I need for today, and I'll let you worry about tomorrow. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. God wants to strengthen you tonight, Christian. God wants to help you tonight. And I believe what all of us need, whether we think we need it or not, is a word from the Lord. A word from the Lord. We've seen tonight that He's our protector. We've seen tonight that He's got a future for us. Aren't you glad that God has a future for you, dear friend? And we've seen tonight that we just need to learn to trust Him. And He believed. That's what we need, church. There's one here tonight. Say, preacher, I don't know for sure that I'm going to heaven when I die. Would you pray for me? Nobody looking around for just a moment. Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm not sure I'm going to heaven when I die. Anybody at all? I don't want to take for granted that somebody here. Maybe somebody watching via live stream. If that's you, friend, get a hold of us. Message us. I'll call you personally on the phone. Meet you somewhere. The most important thing that we can do is take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure that you're going to heaven when you die. Let us know. Be glad to help. Let's pray tonight, church. Lord, we're so thankful. Thank you, Jesus, for the truth of the Scriptures. Thank you, Lord, for the example that we've seen through the life of Abraham and his journey. Pray that you'd help us to glean from this. Lord, we don't have all the answers. We don't know the outcome, but God, you do. Give us the strength that we need for today. And Lord, we'll put our trust in you that you'll meet it, the needs for tomorrow. I pray for each and every one here tonight. Lord, we know there's probably some that are battling. Lord, even some of the things that we described tonight, you know their need. I pray that you just pick them up and strengthen them. Help them along their journey. Father, thank you for allowing us to gather here again tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Good to have you here on Wednesday night.